The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
Doctor has a habit of giving away some free treatment. Does this affect the practice or not? We're going to talk about this on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Hello, I am Dr. David Maddow.
I'm Dr. Richard Maddow, and we have a great listener question today that we're going to get to right now. Maybe this is going on in your practice as well. Real quickly, before I read the question, we've got another masterclass. It's coming up on October 26th. These masterclasses are free. They're for docs. They will change your practice for the better, not for the worse. So check it out at masterclass.maddow.com. We'll be there, and we hope to see you there. October 26th in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland, easy to get to from anywhere, masterclass.maddow.com. Okay, we've got a great question today, and it came in on the email, and I printed it out. I don't know why, but I'm just going to read it.
What do you
think? I know. Old days. It says, hello, dental practice fixers. I work for two fantastic dentists who are partners in the practice, but things have been very stressful in the office lately because cash flow is bad, and one of the docs confidentially told me they are skipping paychecks. I think I know what one of the problems is. One of the docs is doing a lot of free dentistry on his friends. Recently, he did two large cases, probably $10,000 or so worth of treatment at no charge, along with lots of little stuff here and there. This may not be the whole problem, but it sure isn't helping. Is there anything I can do to help? Signed, I don't know if there's a typo or not, signed Frustrated in Indiana. Do some people use the word, is that like a colloquialism, frustrated, or was that a typo, you think?
I mean, I never really spent a long amount of time living in Indiana, so I'm not sure if that's an Indiana thing, but I love, it's kind of cool. It sounds kind of, I'm very frustrated.
I thought maybe it was like a Midwest thing. I remember the first time I drove through Indiana. It felt like it went on forever. But so this person is frustrated, or maybe for the non-Midwesterners, frustrated. I'm guessing that's what they meant to say. Frustrated because it sounds like they're working hard in a great practice, and the docs are stressed out because not enough money's coming in, but boom, one of the docs is giving treatment away. It sounds like sometimes big treatment. Wow. What do you think?
I think it's a problem. I think
it's definitely a problem.
Okay. That's the end of the show. I mean, it's a problem. Okay. Next show. I mean, look, like the writer said, like the person that sent you the email, sent us the email. It's maybe not the entire problem, but when a doctor, first of all, I'm just going to ask a real super basic question. Why is the doctor giving away all this incredibly complex, $10,000 cases times many times, all this free treatment? Why is it he, did he say he or she?
It says dentistry on his friends.
Okay, his friends. Why? Why is he doing that?
Look, there could be some reasons why that we don't know. Maybe I'm just making it up, but maybe this friend was the doc's Jaguar mechanic, and the doc expects free treatment. Is treatment the word? Free service on his Jaguar every time he brings it in. Who knows? But I'm going to say something too, and that is, I think this is, as they say, to use a cliche, the tip of the iceberg, because I'm going to guess, and maybe you'll agree or disagree, this doctor has problems with money in the way that maybe they don't value their treatment, or they're afraid to ask their friends for money. And that could lead, you know, that could be symptomatic of a whole other thing. They don't value their dentistry. They're afraid to treatment plan. They're afraid to present necessary treatment to patients because they're afraid they're going to say no and think the fees are ridiculous. You know what I mean? I'm not sure if I really worded it correctly, but I think the fact that they're willing to give away treatment is a symptom that they're afraid to present treatment, or they don't value treatment. There's some kind of disconnect here.
Yeah, I think as another colloquialism, or I don't know if this is called
cliche.
What is it? What's it?
Cliche, maybe? Cliche?
Yeah, you maybe. I think you nipped it in the butt. And that's not even the right line of I'm totally agree with you there. I think that's, giving away the free treatment is probably just part of the problem. And yeah, this dentist probably does not, maybe is not even confident in his ability to deliver really good care and expect to get paid a lot of money, which is, you know, what it's worth. So I'm gonna agree with that. And is it the entire problem in the office? Perhaps not, but it could be a major problem because it could really spill over to the doc going into the hygiene room and seeing some things that need to be done and then patting Mrs. Smith on the shoulder and say, but we don't have to do it now. It's not crucial. You know, maybe we'll look at it in 6 months. It's probably a whole slew of things going on in that practice, I'm guessing, too.
Or something very minor, and the patient is complaining, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Don't worry, just come in, I'll take care of it for you, no charge, don't worry. Who knows?
Yeah. So
I think this is a problem that many practice owners maybe have, and that is you've got good friends, you've got relatives, and you would love to do free treatment for them. It would be fantastic, but don't get caught in that trap. You know, why? Just because somebody's even a really, really close friend, maybe you'll give them a slight discount, but you just can't go around giving free treatment. This costs you. It kills your overhead. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I've got like a little bit of an analogy. Suppose you own like a little grocery store, you know, on the corner downtown somewhere, and like you sell groceries, you sell things for the house, and you've got a lot of friends that come in. So are you going to say to all your friends, yeah, come on in, just take a cart and just whatever you want, just take it and just leave? They would never, ever, ever consider doing that, ever. So,
it's a free for all.
Why do dentists feel that? Well, you know, yeah, it's a good friend of mine. I'm going to do the treatment for free. Charge him or her lab fees or whatever.
I'll tell you what the difference is, I think. When you go into the grocery store, that's a hard good. It's a consumer good. And everybody knows that the person that owns the grocery store had to pay a certain price for that. And they're marking it up. And the margins in the grocery store suck. And you would never expect that. But the dentist feels like it's mostly their time and their skill. And they're just, well, I can just give that away. Big deal. Not realizing that even if they're not doing this, their overhead is 65 to 70%. So that's just like the fact that the grocer had to pay a certain amount for the string beans and then can't afford to give them away. You're paying a certain amount to have that pay. You know, I'll tell you something. As some of you listeners know, my wife is an attorney, and she's not like one of those attorneys that does a $10 gazillion settlement and gets 30% of it. She's an elder law attorney, so she has an hourly rate, just like most attorneys, and that's where her clients pay. And people sometimes expect free advice from their attorney, but you can't do it because they're charging an hourly rate and that's their overhead. That's their bag of green beans, you know?
Right.
And I think if you're an attorney, you learn that pretty fast. But for some reason, dentists don't learn that lesson.
They think that, oh, you know, as long as my friend pays the lab fee or does that, then it's going to, but it's not okay because, yeah, like you said, 65% overhead every time you bring somebody in. That's what it's costing you to have that person in the chair for that certain amount of time. So you can't be giving away treatment at all. I mean, very, very little. Maybe close family members. Maybe. But friends, I mean, I know you got to take it case by case, but I think the writer of this question was asking, what could be going wrong in my practice? I mean, my doctor can't even take pay anymore. And so this is absolutely a tremendous problem.
Right, and as we said, it's not just these two $10,000 cases. There's much more to it. You know, Dave, you are 4 academic years older than I am. You're 3.5 years older than I am. So you graduated. You had your whole dental life 4 years before I did with your own practice. So you got stuck with a lot of the relatives, right? What'd you do? Did you give them free treatment?
You know, I can't remember exactly. I don't think I did because, again, I think even though I wasn't all that smart, I think I might have been.
You were naive. You were naive, green and naive, what might be a better way to put it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I might have been – well, here's the thing. It's a great question because there might have been two things going on. I may have been a nice guy, and maybe I even did say to, like, Uncle Michael, for example, you know, no, don't worry about it. But I think from what I can remember now, a lot of the relatives that did come to me insisted on paying, like, no, you're a dentist, I'm coming to you, I want to pay you. And I think luckily that probably worked out in my favor, because otherwise maybe I would have been too lenient.
Our cheap ass relatives paid for you?
I think they really did pay. I think most of them paid. I think they did.
I'm remembering a story, kind of a parallel story in a way, when my kids were very young, well, not very young, but, you know, when they were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, they went to summer camps. They went to sleepaway summer camps. Mm-hmm. And my in-laws had a very good friend who owned a summer camp. And we chose to send our kids to a different summer camp. And he was pissed as a mofo that he couldn't believe that we didn't send our kids to his summer camp. And I thought, well, you're not coming to me as your dentist, right? So people think there are like obligations in life that truly aren't obligations. I didn't hold it against him that he didn't come. He's allowed to choose his own dentist. I didn't even want him as a patient. I'm totally fine with that. Just like we didn't have to choose to send our kids to his summer camp, but he was genuinely upset about this. And, you know, your friends can choose to go to you or they can choose to go to someone else. But if they choose to go to you, you are not obligated. And if that's the only reason they're going to, that makes it even worse. Oh, well, you know, my friend Jim, maybe not the greatest dentist in the world, but we're good friends. He'll do free treatment. But I guess the question is, before we go into the call of the week, how does this dentist now write this situation? R-I-G-H-T, this situation.
Yeah, it's tough because I think it's so ingrained in this dentist's mindset that, you know, yeah, my friends are going to get free treatment and I'm not going to really press people for treatment plan, you know, because, so I think it's got, I don't know. I mean, I think this dentist has to like do a total 180 and realize that if he does not change his mindset, he's probably not going to be in business in a year. I mean, I think he has to realize that and then totally, like I said, totally do a 180 and you know something? We're charging our patients fees when they come into the practice. That's the way it has to be from here on out. That's the only way to change. And not only that, but of course, if somebody needs something, you can't be afraid to diagnose their pocketbook and you can't be afraid to, you can't diagnose pocketbooks. You can't be afraid to let people know what they truly need. You're a professional and they're coming to you for your best opinion, your best, what they need. You can't be afraid of that.
Right. So this doctor, you said before, nip it in the butt, which I love because to you millennials who write that, it's nip it in the bud.
But I think what happens a lot of times, voice recognition to their credit.
You're kind of in their defense.
I think Siri or whatever with those voice recognition. I think a lot of times that will correct it to nip it.
Well,
in the
too butt. Bad. I feel that if you're using voice recognition, it's your obligation to go in and clean it up. Why should somebody else have to interpret it? That's a little pet peeve of mine. Clean up your voice recognition. But anyway, speaking of cleaning up, this dentist has to proactively, if you can be proactive at this point, tell the friends, hey, I can't do free treatment any longer. I can give you a 10% courtesy and that's it. And you know what? I'll bet some of them will go elsewhere.
And that would be fine. That would be totally fine. Just get rid of the people that are purely coming for a free treatment. I can't even imagine doing a $10,000 case on a friend for free. I can't imagine it.
No, the friend can imagine it. That's for sure.
Friends love and life. So, yep.
And as we said, this is symptomatic of a lot bigger issue. So yes. You've got to really change your attitude on the value of your dentistry and not be afraid to present it to your patients and expect to be paid your full fee. That's why you have a fee. This is the only way this practice is going to be saved. The money attitude has to change. I'm going to suggest maybe this dentist just makes a commitment that they are no longer talking about money because they're probably never going to be able to do it. It's possible, but maybe they should just say, you know what? I'm going to be the dentist that diagnoses and treats, and I have a fantastic team member who's maybe going to get some outside training, or maybe they already know how to do it. It's going to be the money person, and that's just the way it's got to be.
Yep, and they've got to do it sooner rather than later, or the practice is not going to be around. They've got to do it like today.
Bingo.
So I hope the doctor's listening. Or watching, or both.
And even if you're not in this exact situation, hopefully you learn something from this, and that is we're not obligated to give treatment away. We're not obligated to discount treatment. We're not obligated to do anything except treat our patients the best way we know how and get an appropriate fee for it.
Let's do the call.
All right. Hey, before we do the call, real quickly, I know most of you are using Care Credit in your practice. Did you know that Care Credit does a lot of other services? They will actually have one of their great reps come in and do like a little lunch and learn or in service in your practice and talk to you about things like this. Talk to you about treatment plan acceptance, about how to get patients to say yes to financing. A lot of, they're very knowledgeable on these money issues. They can do all kinds of things. So don't think of them as only the healthcare credit card. Of course, that's what they're best known for. But ask your Care Credit. They can actually tell you about some other offices in your area. They might tell you where there's, and they won't name them by name, but they might say there are 12 offices in the zip code. Three of them are doing a tremendous amount of treatment every month on Care Credit. So you should be able to also, they've got all kinds of data and statistics and can really teach you a bunch of things. So they are really your partners. They're a fantastic company. They're in this with you. Without going into further detail, I'm going to say ask your Care Credit rep what else they can do to help your practice, or go to carecredit.com and check it out. But they are a real true partner in your dental practice. So take advantage of it.
Great stuff, Rich. And before we do the call, real quickly, if you are fairly new to us and if you're watching the podcast, you're enjoying what you're seeing, but you're not yet on our mailing list, please, Rich and I, several times per week, send out some really good informative emails. We give you tips for your dental practice. We've got a column called Coach's Corner. All kind of really cool things. Keep you up to date with some of the things we're doing. It's really simple to get on our list. It's free. We don't spam you. We don't sell your name to anybody. If you don't like what you're seeing, which is not going to happen, you can unsubscribe if you like. But try, give us a try. Join our mailing list. Simply go to matto.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. There'll be something that says right there, join our mailing list. Fill in your name, your email, and your wham, you're done. It's totally free, and you'll be totally connected to us, and you'll get some really great stuff, we promise.
And we'll be totally connected to you, even better.
Absolutely. That's good stuff.
All right, let's do the call of the week.
Okay.
Hi, do you do cosmetic dentistry like whitening?
Yes, we do.
Good. And how much does it cost to get your teeth whitened usually?
The in-office whitening is $500.
Uh-huh. And how about out-of-office? Is there such thing?
There is a take-home that's $250.
Uh-huh. Okay. But I think I actually might need more because my teeth are just a little bit crooked and chipped. So I think veneers, is that what is good for that usually?
Oh, veneers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, veneers, they usually run about $750 per tooth.
Uh-huh. But you do those, right? You do cosmetic dentistry veneers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good.
Uh-huh.
That's what I wanted to know. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Okay, bye now.
Oh, like we always say after a call, oh my God, what was that?
I was going to say, people ask us, how many calls do you have to do each week to get like one of those great calls or maybe one of those horrible calls? I'm not sure what you'd call it. The answer is one. It's just, it never ceases to amaze. She had like this, wasn't an affect, but some kind. She would take a very long pause after, like I was asking some deep philosophical question before she answered anything.
And would you call that an affect? Is it possibly an affect?
I think an affect is like an artificial habit that somebody...
Artificial?
Yeah, it's like you kind of like you kind of like fake something to make yourself look a little more, I don't know, pompous. Or that's what I feel the definition of an affect is.
Oh, like, my old dental assistant, Jan, her accent. Was that an affect?
That's an affect. She doesn't have an accent, but she kind of developed like this slightly hoity-toity accent to get people to think she was a little bit classier. That's an affect.
That's an affect.
So anyway, wow. Okay, where do you start with how many things this person did wrong?
I really hope it was her first day because that was like one of the most pathetic calls I've heard in my life. That was just god awful.
I don't know if you noticed this. I asked for the fee for whitening, but then when I said, "Well, I think I might need veneers. Do you do veneers?" She just kind of paused and said, "Veneers are $750 each."
Right.
I didn't ask the fee. I'm telling you. I need cosmetic treatment, and I called your practice. What is going on here?
$10,000 out there. Oh, wait, that's another seminar. Sorry.
Probably, no. $10,000 down the drain.
Down the drain. I mean, all I can say is she was pathetic. She knew nothing about, she didn't seem like she had any knowledge about the procedures whatsoever. She was rattling off a couple fees. Then when you got to the end of the call, that was the end. That was it. Nothing. Right. She did nothing at all to sell the practice. Zero.
Zero. Never asked for the appointment. Never asked my name. Never got contact information. As we always say, the dentist has no idea.
No clue.
Somebody called his or her office this morning asking about whitening of veneers that could have easily been on the schedule for an examination today. No idea. I think it's going to have to be a fail, an F minus.
If I can get below an F minus, I would do that. But I would give an F. But it's just, unfortunately, she didn't do the job.
Nothing.
Bad news, bad.
Sorry. All right. Well, maybe next time they'll get it right. We're going to find out. Thanks again for joining us for this week's edition of the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I am Dr. David Maddow, and we will definitely see you next time.